Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something really trendy in addition to Chinese, coding. We have Jennifer Parker. Jennifer, she's the founder and executive director for Code for America. Hi, Jennifer. Such a pleasure to have you. 你好.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Right, good morning. People said in the 21st century, there are two languages we should learn. One is coding. The second one is Chinese. And today we are merging the two. Can you explain a little bit the mission for Code for America?
Yes. So what we're doing is trying to get that digital language of the 21st century to be a part of how government works. So our vision really is what if we built a government that worked for the American people in the 21st century? Mm-hmm. It would have to be a government that could manage government services in a digital world. And when that is true and we can make that happen, government services will be so much better. They'll be simple, respectful, accessible, easy to use. We'll have better outcomes for the American people. Better will cost less, and we'll be able to serve everyone with respect and dignity.
Right. That's quite a task, as we all know that no matter how efficient governments are, it's not as easy as a corporation, even more difficult than, for example, a young startup. So there's a huge complexity and huge challenge you are facing.
Absolutely. It is complex. It's also really that government has a lot of reasons why it doesn't change quickly. In fact, we designed our government intentionally in the United States mm-hmm. to move a little bit more slowly so that it wouldn't be subject to, you know, the whims of the day, but actually have some thought to it before it moves forward, which is a good idea. But what it means is that it hasn't kept pace. Mm-hmm. So we have an institution that was very much built for the 19th and 20th centuries and evolved to be, as you said, quite complex in those eras. And what we're trying to do is speed up its rate of evolution so that it can work the way that the 21st century works and the way that so many of the services that we use today when we are dealing with institutions other than government can be relevant in this context.
Right. Okay. So before we dive into the details, let's have a look how to say coding in Chinese. We say 程式。
程式.
So there are only two words, and the first word that means formula, the procedure and the sequence. 程. And the character originally you can see on the left hand side of the character that actually originally was the shape of the grain.
Oh.
Because in ancient China, that was an agriculture society and then a lot of grains. And then, of course, there's a procedure to plant the seeds and harvest the grain and then process to produce the as food from the grains. So it means sequence and the procedure. That means 程. And in this case, now the modern meaning of the character has become the formula or the agenda. And the second character, 式, is the fourth tone. So we go down. That means pattern or style or type. So the procedure and the pattern together, that means programming. And in this case, coding programming is interchangeable. So 程式.
It's very cool how you can see how fundamental those concepts are to society.
It is. And also because programming is a modern word and then it's a modern activity people are doing and a modern outcome with a computer code. And in the olden days, there was no such word. So when you have such a new concept coming up 30 to 40 years ago, people had to find the appropriate characters to pick up and to coin the new words from existing characters, just like programming was not invented for the sake of computer. That was something else.
Right. But a pattern and a procedure is exactly right. And then you can see also how patterns and procedures can go up so many levels to the systems that run our society.
Exactly. So 程式, that means coding or programming.
That's so wonderful.
Okay. Programming, we say 程式, that means the program itself, the code. And then when we say to write the code, we just add to write in front in Chinese. So we say 写, 写程式。
写程式.
Yeah, 写程式, that means writing the code. So 写程式. Something very easy in Chinese, you know, applications, app. In English, we say app. And in Chinese, if you go to China, go to Taiwan and Hong Kong, you will hear something called APP. So people, instead of calling app, or invent another Chinese word to represent app, they just say APP. So they spell out. So APP, if you hear APP from your Chinese friends, that means app.
APP, the English letters APP.
Yeah, that's right. They spell out APP. English letters. Instead of saying app, they say APP.
Well, how convenient and kind of them to make it so easy for us English speakers.
Exactly, yeah. Because just like a lot of the modern words, even in English, they have to borrow it from somewhere, just like computer. It was a job before, the person doing a computing job. And now we know computer is actually the little box in front of us where we can work on. And in Chinese, when they say computer, they basically combine electricity and the brain together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, so really the project I'm working on, Chinese, is not necessary to make everybody fluent, but then to just pay a little attention. Like a lot of words, it came out with the etymology from thousands of years ago. And because of the evolution of the society, and also the language is getting more sophisticated. So eventually we have the different meanings and different usage and different contexts for a single word. And this is just so fascinating just for me to learn about that, and also to share with the rest of the world.
It is truly fascinating. And it's also interesting to see how other languages come into it, like APP, when you used to say, okay, easier to just use a different word.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Today we talk about coding, 程式. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Thank you, Jennifer. 再见.
Thank you so much for having me and for teaching me a little bit of Chinese.
Okay, great.